Okay, we're recording. Welcome to a special edition of the Speaking Millennial podcast. I'm Jessica Nutt with our host Jay Black and Bill Spadia, and our special guest today, celebrating meat day, Elizabeth and her boyfriend. Introduce him.
Charlie the Butcher is here.
Oh, my dad can do it.
Oh, you can go. Well, I got excited.
It's cool.
You know why? Because it's hashtag meat day.
Yeah.
And Charlie is already hashtag Charlie the Butcher.
Yeah, you're trending. We have this thing in America called Twitter. I don't know if you're aware of it. It's basically a platform for our crazy people to shout about statues. That's why it was invented. So just so we're clear, just to make the numbering more difficult for you, Bill, I'm going to number this one episode 19.5, and I'm going to release it today on Meat Day.
So,
all right. I know it's confusing.
Let me process that while Elizabeth introduces Charlie. Yeah,
so, you know,
I'm processing now.
You know, so I think normally when girlfriends are like, oh, come stay with my family, whatever, summertime, I don't think that they just assume that it's going to be totally exploited on the radio and then a podcast, no offense, about
first
meat
of all,
day.
Exploited is a very, almost a negative word.
Yeah.
Not negative.
Did you do meat day and meeting Charlie at the same Charlie the Butcher, like for a reason? Like you're meeting meat guy?
Oh, hashtag M-E-E-T.
No, yeah. I just love meat.
Every time you say meat day, I think, oh, we're meeting Charlie the Butcher.
Interesting. Yeah. Do you know that never occurred to me?
It's like freshman orientation.
Honestly, that makes
Did that
a lot
occur
of
to you?
Sense.
That
no,
does
but
make
that
sense.
Does make
Do you
a lot
think
of
people
sense.
Were confused? Wait, let me just for a minute go back to the numbering. We have recorded episodes 20 and 21, am I
yes,
correct?
They're ready to go.
So they're done. So they're that done. Means people are listening to this not 2 weeks from now, one day behind, but they're listening to this.
Well, if I
tomorrow.
Release it today, it would be
so
like
confusing.
Friday, August, whatever today is. Today
this is almost 16th? Live. This is almost 18th. Live.
Almost.
So episode 19 Basically. And a half. Jessica is the producer of this happy crew here. Does that make sense?
Why do we? What? I thought we're going to color label the podcast from now.
Well, I wanted to label them like pink, blue, gray.
Yeah, that kind of makes more sense.
Well, in honor of London, I think this should be labeled gray.
Gray. This is the gray podcast.
Yeah, is grimy a color? Like whatever that is. But yeah, no, we could. My thinking was we release it today because you know we want meat day to be celebrated while the meat is still in our body.
Yeah.
If we release, it,
I would agree with
you
that.
Know tomorrow. It can't be called meat day. It'd be called, you know, pain on the toilet day. Because I'm expecting to have a lot of pain in the next couple
of
months.
Well, you have more calories today than you have typically in a week.
Oh, yeah. That's no, this is me. Yeah.
I'm ignoring how gross that was. I'm moving past
okay.
it.
Okay.
It's binding. It's a binding food. That's all I'm saying. Charlie knows.
There was actually one other thing Jay promised we would not talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what? Yeah. No, conversations about like being the father of a daughter meeting a boyfriend.
Oh, I thought you were going to reference porn.
No.
Because
well,
that
I mean,
comes
it touches on that.
Podcast.
That would be more comfortable than that's a conversation.
That would be easier.
There's a lot of porn where the girlfriend meets the mother and then stuff happens. And there's a lot
oh
of.
Oh, my God.
It's Elizabeth, what? This is what we deal with
every
podcast.
Wait, did you hear about this?
How Jessica has not fired Jay, I don't know yet.
Hold on a second. I got to say this. This is breaking news. It broke yesterday. X Hamster, the porn site, is offering to finish the last season of Sense 8, the Netflix show. They're basically saying, like, we have the money, we have the traffic, we you know we love the show. Let's put it on there, and this could be the next streaming service. And finally, I have a reason when people are like, I just looked at your internet history, and I got to be honest, it's a little spotty. I can go, oh no, I'm just watching Sense 8.
I'm watching Sense 8 yeah, on the porn site.
I'm a big fan of Sense 8. I mean, I don't know what you are into, but. Yeah, so, Charlie, what's your favorite pornography? Let's get into it. What are you into?
It's like you can't take Jay anywhere.
No.
You can't take Jay. Elizabeth, I am sorry. On behalf of the podcast, I want to apologize.
It's okay.
So, meat day.
I would say it was a success.
What do you think? Charlie, what do you think?
Yeah, it was great.
Do we have, we have a picture of you cutting the prime rib.
Yes, I do. I took a picture of it.
Were we all just watching him
yes.
without commenting?
Yes, we were kind of just all standing in
too.
Silence.
Well, no,
we were like,
no one said anything.
We were in a room like waiting for some video, some other thing to go do, right? Like,
right.
So we all observed Charlie cut the meat.
It's pretty beautiful.
And by the way, just to be clear, we're not speaking in any kind of code. We're speaking in exactly like Charlie was literally, not figuratively, cutting meat while everyone watched. It's just
it was meat cutting going on in the lobby.
Yeah, yes, I just want
to. I'm glad you clarified that, Jay. Wait,
Charlie, how old are you? You're like 22?
23.
And how does butchering come in at such an early age? It feels like something only 50-year-olds should do.
No, it seems like a sort of dying trade, but it's making a resurgence now. The whole food industry, people care about where their food comes from. But me personally, I've grown up around food. Like, I used to make cheese when I was younger and sell it. And I love eating food.
Okay.
So Charlie actually, for the first time, ate what you would really only find as a result of American ingenuity. Canned cheese that cannot be refrigerated.
Yeah,
and he tried easy cheese for the first time.
Bacon flavored cheese.
He had never had it.
Oh, the bacon flavor is pretty good.
Do they sell easy cheese? I think Charlie almost threw up.
You can't find anything like that.
You wouldn't be allowed to sell.
You wouldn't be allowed to sell that.
So, what was your impression, Charlie, of the easy cheese? I have more if you want it.
I think that will last me for a while.
So look how diplomatic he is. That's so nice. Look, that's girlfriend father
nicer
talk.
Than we are. Yeah,
he's more so formal. Polite.
Proper. Yeah, and
proper. It was a proper answer.
But I'm gonna speak up for my American country here. I love that we invent that stuff.
I love your shirt, by the way.
Thank you.
I like the shirt.
Yeah.
I was being positive.
Yeah, no, I
love easy cheese. So your shirt says soccer with a football.
And then it says soccer.
It's my way of bridging the Atlantic. So that's that Charlie feels
crossing
at home.
The cultural pond is what you're doing.
I wanted to confuse him because I was like, "This is what?" And actually, soccer is actually a word that comes from association football, and association football was the rules in America where you'd only use your feet. So you'd go like, "Oh, I'm playing association football," and that became, you can see the SOC in there. That's why we call it soccer. Whereas football, where you could use your hands, is what turned into football.
Did you know that?
That's the entomology.
I did not know that.
I feel like you're being a little sarcastic.
This is the reason.
No, I really did not know that.
This is why they subscribe to the podcast. To like, what is Jay going to teach me next week?
What am I going to learn?
I mean,
the learning podcast.
But I'm. So you grew up on a farm, like an English farm?
No, I grew up in the middle of London.
So it wasn't cows you were butchering then. It was like some sort of street gang.
Yeah.
And like your job was to
in the rough streets of
like
West
Charlie
Kennedy.
The butcher. Run. You know. I said when we were first introduced to the podcast, I was like, I hope it's a vocation and not a nickname, because a nickname you're the enforcer of a gang, but a vocation is, you know, that's good stuff. So, but you were, did you already cover this, Bill, on the radio? Because if you did, I feel terrible.
No,
we just kind of jumped right
in. The whole
right
radio show is a blur to me because Adam Geller showed up with beer.
Right.
We had the prime rib from the Ewing Diner.
I imagine that a lot of Trump pollsters are drinking beer right now. I imagine there's a lot of alcoholism floating through the Trump camp at the moment. Yeah, let's say, I know it's 8 a.m. I need a drink.
Okay, we're going to have to start drinking right now.
I got to ask people what they think about Trump, okay? I need to drink. Thank you.
So he went out and found appropriate British beer. It was all good.
It was, it was lovely.
The best thing was the cream stout. Now, Jay, you don't drink because of all the drugs you're on.
Charlie, I did a lot of drugs, and now I'm not doing drugs. The only drug I'm allowed to use is Wellbutrin so that I don't get sad enough to do the drugs I was doing. I can't drink with the Wellbutrin.
We should get Wellbutrin to sponsor this podcast.
Oh, my God. I feel like it does already.
I've listened to a couple. Yeah.
They already do.
They're
getting their money's worth. Actually, should we talk about our real sponsor? Even for episode 19 and a half, you still got to plug the sponsor, who was really a little rough on Charlie the Butcher today. Vinny Brand, Stress Factory. Go to stressfactory.com and get tickets. Since this is dropping today, it's quite possible that you can still get tickets for tonight. Colin Jost,
very famous comedian.
Funny guy, nice guy, smartest guy I think we've had as far as a comic. He's the only comic I've met.
Did he explain to you where
Jessica,
soccer
can you
comes
help me
from?
Out here?
Jessica, help me out here. Local comic. Sit down.
Right. He's your famous, your smartest national comic. I am your smartest local comic.
Yeah. No, but Harvard graduate. I mean, a Harvard graduate and gets into comedy.
Wait, the college?
Wait, or, I mean, they're dating Scarlett Johansson.
I should have asked him about that. He's dating Scarlett Johansson.
Wow.
So, and he'll be there tonight at the Stress Factory, 7:30 and 9:45. So I'm assuming this will get out before 7:30.
Do you think he gets really annoyed? I bet she gets really annoyed when Scarlett Johansson brings up how funny her last boyfriend, Ryan Reynolds, is. Because Ryan Reynolds is like the perfect, like, I'm super good looking and I'm going to make like kind of not super clever jokes, but you'll laugh because of how good looking and symmetrical I am. And Colin Jost is like, yeah, no, I write comedy for a living. And she's like, I know, you're both really funny. I just like funny guys. And he'll be like, yeah, but no, I write
like,
actual
my job.
Comedy.
So that's awkward.
Yeah, you and Ryan, very similar. You know, it would be like if the next boyfriend that you had was Gordon Ramsay.
Right.
And you were constantly like, oh, yeah, my last boyfriend was kind of doing the same thing you did. And
yeah.
Gordon Ramsay is like, I don't think being a butcher is the same as opening the restaurants I do. No, about the same.
Yeah,
you know,
it's kind of the same.
It's almost enough. The same thing. So do you know Gordon Ramsay? I feel like everybody in England probably knows.
They all know him, right?
Yeah, we hang out with him. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
No. It's a little deadpan, Elizabeth.
No. That was right.
Our last podcast guest was from London.
Who's that?
We had Anthony
Johnston
on.
Why is Anthony? Why is it Anthony in England? Anthony.
Let me tell you something. I had a hard time with it because I wanted to say Anthony, and I had to.
It's a silent H.
Yes.
No, yeah, he doesn't even have the H.
Yeah.
Anthony.
He didn't even. Did he have an H?
There's the H. That
you just call him Anthony.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it sounded awkward.
It did.
Yeah. He was very funny. He's the guy that did Atomic Blonde.
Would you say he's the funniest person we've had on the podcast, Paul?
I was not going to say that.
No, you'd never say that.
In Belmar, where I grew up, you would say Antony.
Antony.
You don't say Antony. It'd be Antony.
Antony.
It was Antony Johnson.
Oh, speaking of that part of the state.
South
Thank
Jersey.
You for bringing the cheesesteaks.
Chicks. Yeah, they were super excited.
Did you try it, Charlie?
Yeah, no, that I thought was
What do you
nice.
Think? That was pretty
nice.
Good.
Yeah.
Right?
Quite nice.
It was a proper meal.
Rather nice.
Yeah. That's American
I've been saying
ingenuity.
Proper. Since Charlie got here, I've been saying proper. Yeah. You know, we even hung a Union Jack outside the house.
I replaced
the New Jersey flag.
It's quite nice of you.
You are really you are really in favor of these Confederate statues. Some guy who represents the Union named Jack, you hung in the front of your house. Sorry, that was a long way to go for the joke.
But it really was.
I'm more impressed that my brain came up with that pathway that I actually went about speaking it. But I do want to say our country, I think we do a great job. And no offense to, I'm not sure, is the province? It's a province of England? I don't know. Well,
it's a country.
Is it?
It's a country, it really is. It's been around for a long time. Couple of years.
I don't follow the news.
You're thinking,
Bill.
Like, is it a commonwealth? Is it, like, what is it?
Canada's part of the commonwealth.
It's a kingdom, actually,
honest,
is what it is. It's
I'll
a kingdom.
Be honest, not to be offensive, I thought it was one of our states. I did. I thought it was...
50 seconds.
Just with a funny accent.
Yeah.
It's the 50-second state.
I
love it.
I thought it was part of New England. But no, I had a... What I love about our country, one of the things I love, is that we are the all-star team of culture. And here's what I mean. We look at all the cultures of the world.
Right.
And we say, oh, that tacos, super nice. Thank you, Mexico. Now we're going to have Taco Bell. So we bring it in. But we only the all-star because we look at the other stuff and we're like, oh, churros? We'll sell them at Costco. We don't need it everywhere. You know, and I think that's what I love. We look at all of the different countries and we take your top two or three.
What did we take from the Brits, though?
Yeah.
This country. He said, hey, nice colony you have there.
Fair play.
It's got to be tough. And Elizabeth is taking Charlie to Princeton Battlefield.
Yeah.
Which is very inappropriate.
Right?
I got to show him where we won.
That? What's that?
I got to show him where we won, you know.
Yeah.
Do you know that Jill Myra, as nice as she is, didn't understand what I meant by that? Because I said that, and she's like, oh, yeah, that's so nice. Like, you fought that whole battle to preserve Princeton Battlefield, and you won. I'm like, thank you.
No.
We did. It took us 10 years. But I'm like, that's not exactly
what
Elizabeth
really
means.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Revolution.
Charlie, you've never been to the States.
Never.
So let me tell you what happened.
We all have a radio show, just so you know. This is so
that's just kind of
everyone,
what happens.
Every American
in America,
has a radio show. Yeah. Right. So
podcasts
so
are really
Charlie
big.
Charlie flies Aer Lingus. Gets in, and I still haven't wrapped my head around the whole thing of customs in Dublin, but Elizabeth tried to explain it to me, but I'm a little slow, so I haven't figured it out. So I'm going to skip past that.
We'll skip it.
Gets to Newark, no luggage.
None. As a matter of fact, disappeared.
Half the plane.
Have you had it? The best part of this, though, is that Charlie was wearing like a gray tracksuit on this long
hour. Yeah, I'll wear really comfy clothes and get changed at the other end.
So speaking of the first meeting.
So he's going to meet my dad, right? He's like, all right, I'm going to change. The first comment I actually make to him is like, oh, you're going to kind of change, right? His luggage doesn't come.
Wait, you said that?
Yeah.
Charlie, did she say that first?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
So,
yeah. But I had full intention. Right?
Yeah, that's a normal girlfriend conversation that you have where you show up and whatever you're wearing, you have to up your game a little bit.
But then the luggage isn't there.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Go ahead.
So we're waiting.
And I was with Charlie on this, by the way. The whole scene that unfolded when you finally got home. With
what?
The t-shirt.
What happened?
We don't have the technology yet, Elizabeth, to show an exaggerated eye roll. So I'm just going to say the response that Elizabeth just had was an eye roll so powerful. I actually got a wave of sarcasm over here. Yeah, it was pretty intense.
I think daughters have that ability to do that with their fathers constantly.
Jessica,
how often do you roll your eyes at your dad?
Yeah, he can feel me rolling my eyes right now from all the way over here.
My 6-year-old, I had some business news that was very good. I'll tell you about it off the air, Bill. It's actually pretty exciting. I told my daughter, and my daughter
tell us now. This is releasing today.
So
there are no secrets, Jay.
I'll just say this. There's a cable television station that has offered me.
Can we not mention it?
I don't want to mention it until the contracts are dry to hear it.
Okay.
But they're offering me a spot as a regular contributor onto their station. So it'll be very fun and interesting. Awesome. But I told my daughter about it because I was like, Daddy's going to be on TV regularly. And my daughter went like this.
See?
Slow cap. And I'm like, yeah, but this is like, you're going to have like legitimate immediate benefits from this.
Right.
And
sassy.
Yeah, but the sassy was
like a regular paycheck.
Yeah, a regular
paycheck. Not just a comic running around to club to club to
that
club.
That reaction does not surprise me from Jay Black's daughter.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, I agree with you.
I've never met her before,
Daddy, I'm so proud. I felt that coming from you.
Let me tell you why. Okay, Charlie shows up. He's in this like gray tracksuit, right? That's awesome.
Right.
His suitcase, no idea where it is. Newark's gonna sort it out. Okay.
Yeah, sure they will. Yeah.
Okay. So we're like, okay, you've kind of been in these clothes for a while. Let's like try and find you a new t-shirt. So my brother and I are like, oh, we have such a good idea. So obviously, my dad's had a couple, all right, don't take offense, failed political campaigns. Don't take offense.
No matter how long it's been, it still hurts a little.
Jay, you feel my pain.
I 100% feel the pain on this.
She is speaking for the pain of being part of them.
The failed political. I was dragged through them. Anyway.
Elizabeth used to go door to door with me.
Yes, I remember hearing this awful story.
Yes, this is all true. So we have a drawer of the kind of miscellaneous t-shirts. So we pull out this like Bill Spadia for Assembly shirt. I think it was like, it's this huge red t-shirt. I'm like, here, Charlie, wear this to dinner. Right. So we're all sitting at like, you know, a formal dinner.
Right.
And Charlie's in gray sweatpants and a Bill Spadia for Assembly t-shirt.
This is how I meet the young man.
Wow. I'm like, wow, you were really happy to meet me, I guess. Wearing my shirt and all.
This reminds me of like, you know, how they print up the, Super Bowl every year, they print up the winner and losers t-shirt. Yeah. And they always send the loser t-shirts to like Africa. So every once in a while, like, you'll be walking around Africa and there'll be like a kid like wearing the, New England Patriots Super Bowl 2006. And you're like, wait, they didn't win the Super Bowl that year.
This would be like if my
daughter took one of the scripts I didn't sell and made her boyfriend like wear that.
Read it out loud at dinner.
That's chapter 7 of this thing that never sold.
Yeah, it was awkward. Yeah, but then the luggage did come.
Luggage came. After we went to Walmart that morning.
I didn't know when the clothes would arrive.
Yes, said full American immersion.
Yeah,
so let's
crap.
Go to Walmart and buy clothes.
How much clothes did you buy?
Just like a couple of outfits. Everything. I didn't want to try it on there because we wanted to get in and out as quickly as possible. So I thought it would all fit. It'd be fine. Come back. Everything's about 5 sizes too large. What would be a large in the UK?
It's like the 3XL.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's Walmart's policy is everything is too big.
But again, Elizabeth didn't inform me of any of this until I got home and looked like an absolute fool.
Wait, Elizabeth, why did you not? I wasn't even thinking about it.
Yeah, why would she know?
Okay, honest to God, I've never bought clothes at Walmart, so I didn't know.
Why don't you try it on? But then it occurred to me, it's Walmart. Yeah, there's no changing.
Yeah, there is.
Is there
a change here in Walmart?
There is.
It's called. It's called the men's bathroom stall.
You could.
So the point is, you could have tried it on. The belt was a big problem. Did you end up punching a hole in the belt?
The belt was like four inches too big.
It was huge.
Yeah. So what was your impression of Walmart?
We've gone twice now.
Yeah. The second time was a lot more interesting because the first time was like 8 in the morning or 9 in the morning. There was no one there.
Was there a greeter? Did you get, God bless you?
No, but yesterday we did.
Yesterday.
He was an interesting character.
Making comments on how lovely we are as a couple, which is really nice. Very nice.
The greeter?
Yes.
All of a sudden had a whole interaction
with
you?
Oh, yeah. And then actually when we were in line, or as Charlie would say, the queue.
On queue.
The queue. I like the queue. Do you know I use that on the radio once in a while? I said, you got to get in the queue before 9 o'clock.
It's kind of a nice word.
It's a proper word.
We're buying Kool-Aid for my brother. And this woman behind us is starting to also interact with the greeter who had initially spoken to us. And they're like going back and forth, like calling each other baby. It was kind of weird. It was pretty weird. And then she starts talking to us, making comments. And she's like, be careful with that Kool-Aid. Whatever you're going to do, be very careful. And we're like, what is she talking about?
Maybe she was at the Jonestown Massacre.
Well, then she's like...
So, I did a whole history lesson last night for everyone.
I didn't know.
Talking about the Jonestown Massacre.
Yeah, okay.
And the Kool-Aid. I mean, that's where it comes from.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't put that together. So I walked out there. I'm like, that was a crazy lady back there. Like, what would she say? Now I get it.
But you know,
still pretty crazy. Though.
Still pretty crazy. Yeah.
That's still pretty crazy.
She's still crazy.
That was literally 40 years ago.
Right?
It's like I think people have drank Kool-Aid between Jonestown and now. It's not like you know, Jim
without
Jones
killing themselves,
going around to different WalMarts.
No cyanide
filling.
In this Kool-Aid. Yeah. It's okay.
Was it cyanide? Is that what they used?
I think so.
I don't think I would do well in a cult. Let me be honest with you.
No,
you remember the Hellbop cult where they cut off all their testicles and they killed themselves when the Hellbop comet went by?
When did you read about this?
1997 when Hellbop came through.
What is wait?
What?
The Hellbop comet. They were the people who thought that they
I feel the need to Google this.
So there was a group of people that they took all of their worldly possessions and they said we're going to get rid of them, and that included their own testicles. And that when the Hellbop comet came, they killed themselves. So because they thought they were going to ascend.
I do remember that.
Into the Hellbop comet.
Yes, I remember that.
And I wonder
if it worked.
I think that like...
Well, we don't know.
We don't know.
I mean, think about it. You don't actually know if it worked.
I'm pretty... You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb here and say it didn't work.
It probably didn't work.
How do you know?
Maybe though.
First off, here's the thing. People were like, how did that guy talk them all into killing themselves? And Mike, I think that once you get past the cutting your own testicles off part,
you pretty much do anything.
Right. You know,
if I
get you past that particular hump, I feel like the killing yourself when the comet comes, that's like just that's just all downhill movement from there.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
It's like I always think about when John the Baptizer was walking around in Jesus times, getting adults to do circumcisions. I mean, that guy. That's a salesman. You know what I mean? Like
the original salesman.
Yeah, John the Baptist shows up and he's like, hey, I got a new religion for you. And I'm like, hey, this sounds great. Love one another. Cool. All right. He's a carpenter. He's a man. Like, he builds stuff. I'm way into this. Okay. Yeah, but we're going to baptize you and we're going to cut off all your penis. And you're like, huh? That's a guy that I want selling sponsorships on this podcast.
That's it. We will have, by the way, a new sponsor I'm meeting with on Wednesday.
That's awesome. Don't show them this podcast.
Great.
That's who we're going to pretend this one never happened.
Yeah, find a good
this
one.
This is 19 and a half. It doesn't matter.
It's 19 and a half. It's kind of in the middle.
Yeah. Right.
But Charlie, overall impression of the States. I mean, you've been here now. Wait, you got here Tuesday.
Yeah.
Wait, have you just been here 3 days?
Yeah. And already
fresh off the plane.
This is my second podcast. Not including this morning's show.
Welcome to America.
It's
been intense.
And by the way, start in Jersey.
I need to tell you, all this Trump craziness that's going on, that doesn't usually happen here in America. Yeah. Trump is usually a pretty level-headed guy. never gets into trouble. I don't know. You came on the wrong weekend. I'm so sorry.
God, what a whirlwind. You're still jet-lagged, though.
I'm still jet-lagged.
Yeah.
And last night, I had to wake up extra early because... Elizabeth's friends came around and I was like,
so I got home.
Extra late, sorry.
Did you see the line reading on that? Hold on a second. That was beautiful. Yeah, I had to wake up early because Jessica's friends were coming in. Elizabeth's friends were coming in. I was so excited.
It was a house full last night.
You couldn't
get it. What time did that event end? We got home, what, like? We
I'm
got
like
back
now
at
going
9,
through my text
I don't know,
messages.
Like 10:15 or so. Mm-hmm. So I got home. What time did I walk in? 10:30?
Yeah, they were all still there.
Rowdy
and like ready to go.
Rowdy.
And we were up
Charlie
at 6 a.m.
Kind of
you're like, now I'm awake. And we were up at 6 a.m. for Charlie to cook the pork. Wait, did you drink with them when you got home?
I did not. I ate. I sat. It was like watching a show. I went to the island in the kitchen and I ate pork chops, which were made a couple days ago. They were delicious.
They were delicious.
Right? Weren't they great?
They were great.
So that was like, that's like 3 days, I think. That was your welcome. That was your first dinner, right?
In that t-shirt.
So I just sat there eating pork chops, watching this unfold, and I'm watching Charlie, and he's kind of just being polite, just trying to hold himself up. It was,
he's probably saying, "I wish Aer Lingus has lost my soul."
But then one of your friends, Una, had to walk out of the room when I mentioned Colin Jost.
She was so excited.
So she should go tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to text her. Yeah.
What about your friend Dos and Trey? Are they excited as well? Una. Dos. Thank you.
Professional comedian Shane Blackford. I'm more excited about this than anything I've been excited about. You're like, I just wrote that on the spot.
Professional comedian.
You're like, I'm so good at this comedy thing. I'm so good. It's just nonstop laughter.
Jay hasn't been drinking at all.
I'm sweating, though. I'm so happy.
The air doesn't work in here either.
That's really
There's no proper HVAC.
I think I still smell like the Lysol spray that Jill Myra used. Oh,
that was a problem. The meat and the Lysol mix. Oh, that's not good. It's disgusting.
Yeah, you want
a weird combination.
Really?
It smells really weird in the other studio. I'm all in favor of chemicals and all that's good, but do that after I leave.
Everyone packed up all the food, so now they're stuck doing the next show. But they don't even get to enjoy it without getting any of the food.
They get no food.
Yeah.
Should have been here earlier.
Thank you, Jay. By the way, you stopped by Chick's Deli in... we should talk to them about sponsorship. Cheesesteaks were great.
The guy down there was super nice. I tried to pay. I didn't even try to get, usually try to, finagle free stuff all the time. But I was like, hey, here's a credit card. And he turned me down. And my first thought was, they don't accept Visa here. Or it's all cash business. All cash business, front for the Russian mafia. That's my thought every time.
It's all that.
Because Pretzel Factory for the longest time was all cash. And I was like, I would go buy pretzels at the Pretzel Factory. And I'd always have to remember to bring the money. And I'm like, you guys, there's some laundering going on here. You're taking drug money and you're running it through pretzel nugget money. They accept your credit cards. They just didn't want my money because they said, Bill Spady's going to talk about Chick's Deli. You don't have to pay.
Well, I wanted to have a contest between them and Pat's. So the guy called from Pat's, Frank.
I know Gino from Gino's.
Gino?
Yeah, he lives near me. He's a huge stand-up comedy fan. He's like a stand-up comedy junkie.
So why don't we get Gino and Pat and have a fight? Like a cheesesteak fight.
All right, we do that. And
this is all nothing to Charlie. He's like, what?
So this tends to happen on the radio show, on the TV show, and on the podcast, where we just go off into tangents. And even I don't follow
most of it. Pats and Gino's are like across the street.
We've gone too far when Jessica starts checking Instagram and Twitter, and then we know we've lost the audience.
Let me break it down so that Charlie can understand it, though. Pats is like Man City, and Gino's is like Man United. They're in the same city, and they hate each other.
Okay.
See what I did? I broke it down.
That didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, that was impressive.
It's like Tottenham
Street.
It's like Leeds United. And I'm just trying. Now I'm just calling out soccer names I know from FIFA 18 that I play.
Is that what you were talking about?
It's soccer. Yeah.
Oh my God, I had no idea.
Or excuse me,
football. Football, please, football.
Yeah. Are you a soccer guy?
I'm a big Chelsea fan.
Chelsea. That's in London.
Yep.
I know that.
Very good.
They
suck, though.
They're blue.
I mean, I'm trying to think of the other.
What is soccer?
I'm trying to think of the other London teams. Tottenham's a London team.
Our biggest rivals.
Is Everton?
No, that's up in Liverpool.
Everton and Liverpool don't like each other. Yep, okay, yep. Got it. Yeah, so Tottenham and
Chelsea
don't like each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I know soccer, Bill.
You're a soccer fan, aren't you?
You knew where the word came from.
But that's just Jay. Like that, I'm not surprised about.
I enjoy. First off, there's a lot of excitement in soccer that American football fans do not allow themselves to enjoy. But if you actually just went and, it's the goal in soccer is like an orgasm. Okay, you're not gonna have too many of them in a night, but when they happen, watch out. That's how you got to think about it, right? You go to football. Like, if I told you, American football, you're going to have 6 orgasms right in a row whenever you score, you'd be like, you know what? I don't know if I want that. I'd be honest with you. That's a little much. Soccer, you're going to get 1.5, but it's going to be a good one. That's, you know what I'm saying? But so I enjoy soccer very much, and I love the relegation aspect, and I wish that American teams would do this. Do you know what relegation is?
I don't even know
what
that means.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, you're our expert here. Yeah. This is, I think, American sports, especially baseball, should do this. Which
adds another level of competition. The bottom three teams at the end of the season get relegated to the division below.
The minor leagues, essentially.
Yeah.
Really?
And the top three from the minor leagues get bumped up and to the majors.
And they'll get a good sort of investment from the football league so that they can.
No kidding.
They're not going to just yo-yo up and down.
And what I love about it is, like, when you support a team there, you're literally trying to support your team to give them the money majors. To get the,
so
you know,
instead of the individual players, you're really rooting for the team.
Well, that's true. I would say of all sports, though, right? I mean, you root for your local
team.
I don't
know. I think today in American sports, people identify with the individual characters.
Could be.
Yeah, they have a favorite hitter. They have a favorite quarterback.
I guess the big news, Wayne Rooney moved to, was it Everton?
Back to Everton,
right? That's a big news over there. That's like, we're just thinking about players.
You know
that
what,
you follow.
Jessica and Elizabeth were just talking about that earlier.
Yeah, we were texting about this actually yesterday.
I think the bigger story is the hair plugs that Wayne Rooney got. I feel like your country should have stopped him from getting those hair plugs. I feel like someone should have stepped in, a prime minister of something. Should have come in and gone,
who's in charge over there?
You look terrible.
You've got a queen.
But this relegation thing and promotion, that goes all the way down, right?
Yeah.
You guys have like 600 levels. Of soccer, like for, like your like pub five, team could get to the premiership
if
really
they won every
hard.
League 5 years in a
Can
row.
Can I be honest? I mean, I'm not knocking America. I'm a proud American. That's way too complicated for us.
That's too complicated.
There is
I'm
no
lost
way.
In this conversation.
But, right, could you imagine trying to follow that? In like any of the football pools, or you could.
Bill, I'm a dummy, and I can follow this. This is so easy. Imagine if, right now, if you're at the bottom of the major leagues, you're trying to get to fourth place, so that you don't. So you get it. It's not that
tough. I get the concept, but I think it'd be too, because you would forget. I'd be like, well, wait, where's my team now?
I mean, I suppose looking at the polls, about 26% of America is too stupid to figure this out.
You're probably right. It would be an issue.
depending on which week.
It would upset the bookies. I think that would be the big problem.
That's what happened last season.
Right?
Leicester, who were newly promoted,
there
were 20,000 to 1 odds or something like that to win the Premiership.
We're Jessica's
I
now
can't
on Instagram.
Anymore.
Leicester
ended up winning. And it was the biggest upset in sport ever.
And all the sports books, because in England, you can bet on literally anything. You can bet on who's going to die, right?
You're
going to bet on how much, like, the tumor that they take out of the prince, like, how much that weighs. I mean, these are, like, things you can bet on, right? So, I heard you telling the story out there. One of your buddies bet a dollar.
Oh, he put, bet £1.
A pound of dollars? How many is that? That feels like a lot of...
He bet £1 2 months into the season, ended up winning, like, £2,000.
That's amazing.
What did he bet the pound on?
On Leicester winning.
Really?
Yeah.
And the odds just changed and evolved over time, and he just
because it's fairly
but
crazy.
But the bookies lost so much money that year, so they're never doing it again. But that was like one in a billion chance.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the top four teams there generally. I mean, it just sort of switches around between like, you know, the
big
teams.
So this is relegation.
Relegation. I love it. I wish.
Interesting.
Because
I don't think I like it. I just learned it today, and I have a strong opinion.
But we have discussions about participation trophies all the time. This is like literally the other.
This is the opposite of it.
You lose, you're no longer allowed in the major leagues. It'd be like telling the Oakland Athletics finally, hey, take your money ball and go home.
And you're out.
You're out. We don't want you
here
anymore.
It's about time.
Jonah Hill, we don't need you. Get away.
Buffalo Bills, same thing.
Buffalo Bills would be out. And then, you know, Alabama, Roll Tide would be in.
Think about this, though. Think about what would happen among Eagles fans.
There'd be protests in the street or something.
There's something about law and order and preservation of our civilized society that I think, because people think soccer fans or European football fans,
hooligans,
they think that, but they haven't been to an Eagles game.
The best way I can describe it is, do you remember that robot that they put out as a like just an experiment, a social experiment, where it's like, it wasn't a real robot, it was just like a dummy of a robot with like a little thing on it, like, hi, I'm so and so the robot, take care of me and take me to my next city.
Yeah.
And like they, for years or for months, like Europe did it like so nicely. Within 2 weeks of getting into America, it got to Philadelphia, was found on the side of the road, completely destroyed.
I don't remember that.
There's Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, it was in the show,
Probably saw it and was like, yeah, we know what to do with this robot.
People kicking in the streets.
Welcome to America, robot.
I get that.
I'm actually okay with that.
No, I'm fine with it. Okay, I love that. I mean, we're not going to do that to you, Charlie.
No, Charlie, I think you're okay.
We like your butchering. We like your soccer love, but we're not going to beat you to death.
So Elizabeth is taking Charlie to Boston.
Going to Red Sox game.
They're going to a Red Sox game.
Oh, boy, that's okay. Right. You know what? What they love there, wear Yankees paraphernalia.
Oh, my God. You will get beaten to death on the sidewalk.
No, he understands not to wear. I mean, it's like, you know, you don't wear Kelly Green when you go to a Rangers game. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
See, I know.
You get it, right?
I get it. I know how to talk to the people across the pond.
You know, maybe Colin Jost is not the smartest comic that I've talked to.
Finally!
It took you 30 minutes into the podcast, but I'm now convinced. I'm like, man, that Jay Black.
Colin Jost
has been pretty damn smart.
Colin Jost has been online the entire time, hasn't said a word. I'm just joking. He's not on the line. I just wanted to seem like a bigger deal
than
it was.
He's intimidated by you, Jay. That's it.
That's right. He hears my big,
so,
deep, well-putrid soaked voice.
What is the next cultural thing that Charlie's
going to
experience?
We're going to New York tomorrow morning.
New York City?
You've never been to New York City.
Never.
You've never been to the
States. And we're going shooting tomorrow.
We're taking Charlie shooting.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's a big day.
That sounds like
New York and
guns.
New York?
We're going with our friends Pete and Elena. And we're so.
You go shooting in New York?
No. In Summit, New Jersey.
Right, okay. That's a shooting range.
Okay. That makes a little
sense. But you can't really do this in London. Nobody owns a gun.
Really? Not unless you're shooting at a fox. You're allowed to shoot at foxes. Yes.
But you'll have to wear a whole outfit, though.
You need to wear, like, riding boots.
A red coat and a tall hat. There's a whole thing, you know, whole getup.
So New York City, what would be the big site? Statue of Liberty? Or is that too hurtful still? When you see the Statue of Liberty, you're like, oh. It's like seeing an ex-girlfriend. It's like, sure, you're looking very tall and green. How are you?
I'm going to kind of wander around.
What are you going to do? Go eat?
Yeah.
Have you been to Top of the Rock? Or any of those observation decks?
No.
They're fun.
I don't like heights, though.
Oh, no.
Well, I think you can.
I'll wait at the bottom. You get to see everything.
I'll wait at the bottom.
I don't think you feel a height thing there. Have you? I've never been up there.
No, it's really cool. You can see the whole city, like, top to bottom.
Do you like heights?
I mean, I don't feel like it was, like, a height thing.
Yeah, it's like you're on a roof deck. Scale the building
like
to get to the roof.
You're not, like, leaning over the side. They'll put you in a human fly outfit.
Right, like, there's an elevator. They have these things that, well, look, oh, a lift.
It's a lift. I get it.
So there's a lift,
okay.
And it takes you to the top.
Yes.
And there's, like, there are glass walls. I mean, you're fine. I think you're inside.
Are you going to take them for pizza?
Some of them.
Do you have good pizza in London or no?
I mean, no.
It's all right. Yeah.
But I don't know. Bill, I'm so sorry. Most offended I've seen you.
I have an issue. I tried. Now I've been a few times. It's Elizabeth now going into her third year and I don't know, four or five trips and no pizza.
Oh, wow.
And so, I love pizza.
Yeah. You
99 cents pizza in New York.
You got to get New York pizza. You got to get, if you're going to be up in New York, you should probably get a shot. Just to experience the full breath.
Before you go shooting.
Well, I was going to say the slashings are up.
Yeah, okay,
actually.
I get slashed.
So gun violence, I think, is slightly down, but slashings are on the rise.
Yeah.
You know, the random guy coming out of the subway and just cutting you with a knife like that. Yeah.
I really don't like the subway.
Yeah, you got
to. And you can't really give money to the homeless.
Don't do it.
You can't engage.
Really?
You're going to want to.
That's a good tip for someone out of town.
Don't you think?
Like, yeah, you got to protect them. They're very dangerous.
This is so sad.
Yeah.
I want to give them money. You don't do that. You just don't want to engage.
There's a comedian named Mark Lundholm who is out of San Francisco. He was homeless for a while. He was a drug addict before he became a comic. I don't know why that's a theme among my people.
It really is. It's scary business.
He said never. We were walking by homeless people in San Antonio and he was like, don't give them money ever. And I was like, that seems very cruel.
Harsh.
And he was like, no. As an addict who lived on the streets, every dollar you give them is another day that they can be out on the street. If you really want to help, take the dollar you were going to give it to like a shelter where they're going to get help. So what I'm saying is, if you're going to be here any length of time, Charlie, open a homeless shelter. I mean, that's the only real way.
It's the least you could do, Charlie.
I mean, you've been here.
It'd be something.
Yeah, after we let your country live during World War II, the least you can do.
Oh, these foreigners, Jay.
Oh, my
what are you going to do? All right, so pizza, Top of the Rock.
Guns.
The
plan.
Shooting. I think you're going to love it.
Yeah.
Have you gone shooting, Jay?
Yeah.
Okay.
You
just strike me as a guy that hasn't.
No, I wasn't good at it.
I don't mean that as an insult.
No, I wasn't good at shooting.
You strike me as a guy that doesn't.
Proud American.
I was dating a cop right out of college.
Yeah.
And I think I told you about how I went undercover
with that cop?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Listen
to
this.
Cool.
Yeah. She was a you know, going undercover. She was an environmental cop, and there was a company that was like dumping poop out of their boat into the water, and they're like, "You got to go undercover with this deep sea fishing place and like get pictures of them like dumping poop." But she was like a 24-year-old girl, so that they were like, "Chances are you wouldn't be going deep sea fishing on your own. Hey, you have a boyfriend. Your boyfriend should go with you to the." And I, by the way, Charlie, I know you're looking at me going, "That's an example of an American cowboy." But honestly, I'm not the most masculine of fellas. So for me to go out deep sea fishing, I was like, I was walking around going, "We're not undercover. We are here because we enjoy poop and deep sea fishing in equal parts." And I got seasick and had to be under the boat the entire time. So she had to go out and pretend to be deep sea fishing by herself while I laid in the middle of the boat.
You were no help.
I'm not feeling well. But she was like, "Hey, I'm going to go do shooting range, you know, at the cop place."
Yeah.
I don't know what it was called.
Where they go.
Yeah, that's good.
So I went there and I play all those games, you know, where you like,
you're an expert.
You shoot Terminators and stuff. So I was like, I'm thinking I'm going to be wonderful. No. Charlie, if you've never shot a gun before, they have a little kick. They have a little bit of a kick to it. If you walk into the shooting range and the guy who runs it is wearing an eye patch, that was the one I shot at 15 years ago.
So Elizabeth is a good shot.
Thank you.
You should say that with more ominous tones and look at Charlie.
Just letting you know, Charlie. Just letting you know.
Just letting
you
know.
If she's
when she was 13.
And the one thing I can tell you, Charlie, is a broken heart doesn't make her shoot worse. It makes her shoot better. That's all I can tell you.
All right, I think we're out of time.
That's a good ending note.
Yeah, I think you're right.
By the way.
You're right. Just so ending on a subtle death threat.
I know, where did that go? You know what? It does occur to me, we don't have a name. Nothing really popped out at me.
Meet the Butcher.
M-E-A-T.
M-E-A-T.
M-E-A-T, the Butcher.
Meet the Butcher. Charlie the Butcher. Hashtag Meet Day.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, Meet the Butcher. I like that.
Meet the Butcher.
All right, that's good.
And then we'll put that out. Episode 19.5. If you could, Jessica, tell them to send it to me today, I'll get it up the next 2-3 hours.
Not the audience. The people that work here at the radio studio.
Yes.
Yeah, that are all.
The way he said that, it looked like we want our audience to follow that.
I said this in the last intro, and I think this is important. I feel like if you review us, we should take the time and read your reviews on the air. So if you go to iTunes and review us, if you make it to this point in the podcast,
if you're still listening to this
torturous experience,
but if you rate and review us, if you we want you to subscribe, rate and review us, even if it's a bad review, whatever you put into iTunes helps
bad
us get seen
kind of even
by the algorithms. We will read the review.
Where
regardless.
Do they have the review on iTunes? I'm like on here now.
So are you on there via Safari or through the podcast
app? I see a list of episodes on the podcast app.
Here, I'll show you while Bill.
How will I know how to get to it if you do it for me?
Well, here, I'm going to show you. I'm going to teach you how
teach
to fish.
Teach a man to fish.
I'm going to teach you how to deep
Jessica
sea fish.
How to fish.
So you go to the podcast app, Jessica. And you have to search for it. If you're subscribed to it, it won't show you the reviews. You have to just search.
Oh,
speaking.
Okay.
I'm thinking our audience doesn't need to necessarily hear all this.
No, but hang on. We have two reviews already. I'll read them.
I don't know
them.
How many people are still listening at
we
this
have two
point,
reviews.
Maybe.
One says, "Steve Trev sent me. Hi, everyone. Big podcast listener. Called in the New Jersey 101.5 radio, all caps, this evening about people not watching TV anymore and mentioned I listen to the podcast rather than watching TV. And Steve Trev asked if I've listened to Speaking Millennial." This is a long review. But anyway, Eleanor, thanks for listening. One is very entertaining by Jay Black fan. Very funny. Love the chemistry on the show. Not a millennial. Jay Black super fan. So
Jay Black super.
You have a super fan.
What I love about it is that they went out of their way.
Was that your wife?
No. Oh, please. my wife, 2 stars. Less Jay, please. But no, I like that my fan went out of the way to say, not a millennial.
Just to clarify.
Right. I'm not in the age range that most people
that targets, you know, this pocket,
but I'm just I'm an old person or a young person. I don't know. It could be an 11-year-old. He's a Homelander. So
someone who says I'm not a millennial is older. Definitely.
Yeah, probably.
I don't think 11-year-old kids are thinking that they're not millennials.
But Jay Black Superfan.
Homelanders, yeah.
Loves
do
his
they
show.
Go by that? Your brother doesn't
not yet,
call himself
but they
a
will
Homelander,
soon.
Does he?
My son calls himself a Homelander.
He does?
Yes. Because we were going through and talking about what the worst groups were. I said baby
Charlie's
boomers.
A millennial.
Baby boomers the worst.
Charlie's a millennial. You are on the cusp, aren't you?
Yeah.
As a millennial.
I'm an in-betweener.
I feel like that they probably have some weird version of it in England. We don't call ourselves millennials. We're hopper chocks. We're ding-a-dang-doo-roos. That's what we are here in bloody old Cockney England. Or, I don't know what you guys say.
All right. Enjoy New York. Have fun. And you'll have to come back for, I think I'm going to do another meet day.
So soon?
This worked really well.
I did, but there's only so many carnival days your body can take before it falls apart, Bill.
I've gotten a lot of texts today. People are saying you're going to have the meat sweats. They're coming.
I feel them already.
Yeah, they're coming. They're coming.
Charlie, tomorrow morning you're going to hear loud grunting, and you're not going to know what it is. It's Bill. It's Bill's grunting very loudly. He's trying to...
Wait, Jessica, do you see how this came
gross.
Full circle?
Yeah.
You started gross. He came full circle. The callback. You did the whole callback. That was so well played, Jay.
Just like...
Gross nonetheless.
Meat right. will return
I'm
to the
turn
earth.
Turn off Dave's mic and the rest of the podcast.
Sign us out?
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
No.
All right. Thank you, Jay. Listen, remember, subscribe and rate.
I will do both.
Thank you.